I do not like shaving. So what I do, I just stopped shaving. So now I have a beard. I'm almost 4 months into having a beard. But guess what? I'm now going to shave my beard because of Henson Shaving. So they give you 100 free blades if you use the promo code JJR. HensonShaving.com.
All my life, I've struggled with shaving because I have sensitive skin. If you use like one of those blades, it just nicks up your neck. And then if you wear a shirt with a collar, it gets all red. But I don't have that problem with Henson Shaving. They figured it out. Their razor's better. They support the blade. 20 years of aerospace technology. HensonShaving.com. Promo code JJR.
It was supposed to be the start of a beautiful relationship, but somebody screwed it all up. Second Date Update right now with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich, it's time for Second Date Update. You meet somebody, go on a date, you have a good time, you expect there to be a second date, and there isn't one. That's why you come to us. Hi, Melissa. Welcome to Second Date Update.
Thank you.
What's your story?
I appreciate you helping me out with this situation. I don't even know. I went on a date, the super cute guy, Liam, but he said he'd call me the day after our date, and I haven't heard back from him. In fact, I wanted him to text me when he got home that night because it was really late, and he didn't text me then either, and I don't know what's going on.
Okay, how long has it been since you guys went on a date?
It was just last week.
Okay, and how'd you meet Liam?
Well, actually, we met through a mutual friend. He is friends with one of my friend's boyfriend. And we actually kind of had a pre-date. We all had a group dinner, and we sat next to each other, and like that's when we really connected.
All right, and so you went, and what happened? What was your date?
So, I mean, the date was fun. Like, he picked me up at my house. We went to this really nice Italian restaurant. And then, in fact, we went and got ice cream after it was going so well. We talked about a lot of different things, and seriously, we had a lot in common. I mean, it was just really good. It was really cool.
Okay, so end of the date, kissing, makeout session, nudity?
Well, no, but I thought it was good. You know, it ended well. He walked me to my door, and he gave me a hug like a gentleman, and he told me he had fun, and I told him to let me know that he made it back okay, just because it was pretty late, and I wanted to make sure he made it back safe, and he said he would, but then nothing. Like, I got nothing, so an hour later, I texted him just to see, you know, are you okay, and he didn't text back, so the next day, I was like, okay, maybe that was a fluke, so I just sent him a text saying thank you for the dinner and ice cream, and that we should definitely set up another day to hang out. And nothing.
Have you asked your mutual friends at all?
I mean, I just feel awkward. I don't know why, but I'm just like, I don't know. I just felt awkward putting them in that situation. Like, I didn't want to do that. So I'm hoping you guys can help me out. I don't know what to do.
Well, have they said anything to you like, oh my God, did you hear what happened to Liam after your date? He's been in the hospital. That happened to us a couple weeks ago. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, have you heard anything like that? I mean, is he living?
I have not heard anything. Our mutual friend did say, you know, how'd it go? And I was like, oh, it was really good. And they didn't say anything. No. Thank God that didn't happen.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure he's alive.
Okay. All right. Well, then we'll call Liam. Find out what's up. That's weird. Rude. He's not returning a text message. Mm-hmm. At least a text message saying, I'm fine. Rude.
Right.
All right, Melissa. We will call Liam and find out why he's not interested. At least return a text. The punk.
Yeah.
Disrespectful.
Okay.
All right. You hold on the line. Second Date Update continues next with John Jay and Rich.
John Jay and Rich.
Oh, we're in the middle of Second Date Update. You've got Liam and Melissa. They met through mutual friends. They actually went out to a dinner party, and they met. That's when they first met. And then he asked her out, and they went on a nice date. He picked her up. They went and got Italian food. Then they went and got ice cream afterwards. It was a very nice date. No kissing or anything at the end of the night, correct?
No, just a nice hug, though. I thought it was really nice.
And you said he picked you up at your place?
Mm-hmm. Yep, and dropped me back off, and was just a gentleman, said he had a good time. It was a nice hug. It wasn't like just, it was a good long hug.
All right, so you said, hey, text me when you get home. I mean, make sure you get home okay. He never texted you. So then you texted him and said, hey, did you get home okay? And he never responded. Mm-hmm. So then the next day, you're like, hey, just making sure everything's okay. I'd like to see you again. No response.
Right.
All right, that's lame.
It's straight up ghosted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that is literally the definition of a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a lot of things, though. Like, I mean, through your mutual friends, he could be like, oh, I went out with Melissa. It could have found something out about you, or that you had previously dated someone that he was connected to. Or, but I would think that your mutual friends would, like, give you a heads up. So who knows?
Well, that's what I would think, too.
Is there anything you yourself are insecure about? And then maybe like that's what it is that he doesn't like about you?
No, I mean, the conversation was really good because usually that's when I know things are bad, when it's like just lots of silence, and there wasn't. Like, it was really good. So I mean, normally I would kiss at the end of the date, so I'm kind of like, maybe that. Maybe he just wants to be friends.
Oh, so if he would have gone in for a kiss, you would have accepted.
Yes.
Mm. And would you have invited him in or no?
No, I wouldn't invite him in. No. But I definitely would have kissed him.
Let's call him up. Let's find out what's up.
Would you have gone on him in his car?
John Jay, oh my gosh.
No.
I'm
going to answer that, girl.
He's Louise.
Well, he parked, of course.
No.
No?
Oh, no. You're crazy.
Hello?
Hi, is Liam available?
Yeah.
Hey, Liam. Good morning. I know this is random, but this is Suzette from the John Jay and Rich Show, and we want to put you on the radio for a second so we can talk. Is that okay?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Liam, you went out with a very dear, dear friend of ours on a date, and we're concerned. She's concerned because she hasn't heard from you. She's texted you a few times. You haven't texted her back, and she said, could you guys find out what's up with Liam? I take it he doesn't like me because he hasn't texted me back, but is he safe? Is he okay? And that's what we're doing right now, Liam. Are you okay? You sound okay.
Yeah, I'm fine. I thought I was going to get a TV or something.
No, there's no TV here, Liam.
Sorry.
Why this is a radio TV show. If anything, we give away radios. Liam.
I don't know.
So we're talking about Melissa. Why won't you text her back, Liam?
Melissa.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. Like, she's really pretty, and you know, I don't know if I'm really. Here's what happened. I mean, we really hit it off, you know, at the dinner when we met, and I was really excited to meet up with her. But basically, she's just she's dirty.
Hmm?
You know, like she's dirty, like physically dirty, and I'm really clean. I'm like a clean freak. I couldn't see myself with someone if they were just messy and dirty. You know, all the time. It's nasty. It just gets in my head, and I don't think I'd be able to see her again.
Are you like a germaphobe, or is this like what did she do that was dirty?
I mean, I'm not a germaphobe, but basically just, well, first I you know, walked to her door to pick her up when she opened the door to her house. Something I noticed is that she just left all of her things out on the kitchen. It was all greasy. She left her wallet on the greasy kitchen, her phone on there. She picked it up with the grease all over her hands. You know, the keys were there, and then the grease from the kitchen went into the door. It was nasty, you know, and I'm just trying to give her all these different extra chances, you know, trying to pretend like I didn't notice. And I was just standing there in the doorway, and it's just food bags everywhere and wrappers and, you know...
Rappers like 50 Cent, Ice Cube.
There they are. They're all
everywhere.
Just sitting
there. She's friends with all these famous people.
No, like candy wrapper. No, she was. Anyways, but
what if she just had like a busy week at work?
Our roommates.
You know? Yeah.
I mean, there's too many things. There was something else after that.
What?
From during dinner and all that. It was basically. Well, we were at an Italian restaurant, and we were eating pasta, and everything seemed to be fine. She'd eat it with a fork, but then she'd also eat it with her fingers. She has these long nails, and she'd pick them up with the fingers, and she would, like, lick and suck the sauce out of the back of her nails.
Mm. Ooh. That's not barbecue.
Yeah, it gets nasty down there.
Probably.
Gross. You don't know what's
like
in
like spaghetti?
Yeah, spaghetti. Oh, God, I'm sure she thought it was hot, but it really wasn't.
So she put down the fork that she was using previously to use her fingers to pick up spaghetti.
They were like little pieces and strands here and there, and probably couldn't grab it with a fork, I guess. But instead of leaving it, or she just decided to pick it up. I don't know. It was just so nasty. And, you know, I was trying to give her another chance. We went to ice cream after, and she got chocolate ice cream, and that was great. I love chocolate. She wiped some of the chocolate from her finger onto my car seat.
Mm. Oh. No. I'd be out right there. Eek. Don't be messing with the car seat.
Cloth or leather? One of them is easier to clean.
Oh, it was leather.
I feel like people are a lot cleaner now because of COVID. So I wonder how she was before all this. Like I'm still kind of trying to carry hand sanitizer with me all the time. You know, not touch as many things.
Mm. Dirty fingernails is the only thing that grossed me out. But all that other stuff wouldn't bother me. All right, so here's the deal, dude. She texted you and you didn't text her back. Why wouldn't you just be like, hey, I'm good. I'm busy. I can't go out. You literally ghosted her.
Yeah, I mean, people do that, right? Like, people do it. I mean, it's happened to me. Honestly, I think everybody kind of knows when you don't talk to them the next day. Like, I don't think I really need to say, hey, I think you're really dirty and nasty and covered in chocolate.
Well, that's you don't have to say that, but you could at least respond.
Say you're not interested.
Yeah. Like a simple, I'm not really feeling it. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the date. Done.
I guess, you know, but it didn't seem like it really mattered. I don't know. I had another date coming up anyways.
Well, she reached out to us to get answers. Okay, so we actually have her on the line so she could hear everything.
Oh.
Melissa, you hear all that?
Oh my gosh, I am so embarrassed right now. Oh my god.
Oh my god, Melissa. This is Melissa?
Yeah, it's Melissa. This is so embarrassing. I mean, I wanted to see why you wouldn't text me back, but oh my god. Now I guess I know. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't notice that you had chocolate all over my car seats and you were slurping up pasta with your fingers? I mean, that's pretty bad.
The ice cream was an accident, and it was like one time it got underneath my fingernail. I didn't even notice I did it. I'm just so embarrassed right now.
I'm pretty sure that you saw it under your fingernail and you slurped it up. You definitely noticed it.
Well, yeah, but it was like one time.
I mean, you know, listen, for
mortified.
Me, I get it. It's, you know, you're a cool person, and I don't want anything like weird or awkward, you know, when we're hanging out with any sort of mutual friends or anything. I don't want to deal with like any sort of drama. I'm sorry if I was kind of mean. I apologize for that, but I don't know if I really want to continue dating you, Melissa.
Okay, I mean, yeah, it's fine. Like, it's fine. Yeah. I appreciate that. I just am so embarrassed right now.
Don't feel embarrassed. I was just being mean. I should have just texted you, and that would have made things a little less awkward, a little better for both of us, and especially for you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to embarrass you.
Okay, it's cool. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Melissa, why was your counter all greasy or whatever he said? Was it greasy or is it just his cataracts?
I think he's kind of blowing it out of proportion, to be honest. I've been working all week. I've had a couple of doubles, so I haven't been able to tidy up as much. My friend was over one night. She stayed the night, so some of that stuff is hers. But,
sure.
I mean, I'm not the neatest person. I'm going to be honest, but it was not that bad.
Mm-hmm. I believe you. I'm on your side. We're on your side. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Melissa. Liam, take care of yourself. Thanks for going on the show with us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Liam.
Liam. Okay.
All right, Melissa, thanks. That's Second Date Update. John, Jane, Rich. So I have a beard right now, right? I'm 4 months into a beard. I've never had a beard before, but that's how much I don't like shaving. Well, my wife says to me the other day, I miss your face. Can you get rid of the beard? And it's perfect timing because I discovered Henson Shaving. Their website is hensonshaving.com. And when you use our promo code JJR, you get 100 blades for free.
I've tried them all. I've tried every blade. I've tried every electric razor. This is the one, though. It's better because virtually all other razors, they don't support the blade well enough. And I use them. My wife loves them so much, she brought one for herself so she could do her legs and everything. Such a great razor. Hensonshaving.com, promo code JJR.